talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, coming up April 25th and 26th at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island, and also the 2015 Fall Charleston Home and Design Show, which will be taking place at the brand new Gilliard Center, located downtown Charleston. And as you may know, the Gilliard Auditorium has been under construction as they renovate it the past 3 years. We've been out of the old Gilliard, and we can't wait to get back to the new Gilliard. And that'll be happening August, the last weekend in August 2015. Well, today we've got a great radio show lined up for you. Today's show is coming to you from Palmetto Tile Distributors, and we'll be talking with the owner of Palmetto Tile Distributors, Jason Goldberg, second-generation owner. Also, Applied Sciences, George Brown. Also, Scott Kafka with Mosquito Nicks. Eddie Plowden with Berkeley Electric Cooperative. And also, Paul Abrams with Smart Vent. Well, I mentioned the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, and that's coming up April 25th and 26th at Family Circle Stadium. And Family Circle Stadium is a great place to have a home show. At the end of April, the weather is great. No one wants to be indoors. It's like the air conditioning is on in Charleston on the outdoors, and so it's an open air home show at Family Circle Stadium, and all the displays are located underneath the stadium seating, and they're protected from the elements. And it'll be a great show. We've got tons and tons of vendors. It's almost sold out. We've also got the, and I mentioned it's a Saturday-Sunday show, so on Saturday, as part of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, we'll have our fourth annual Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and we've got seven homes lined up, all private residences that you'll be able to walk through, and there is a separate ticket that's required for that. The home show is free admission and free parking, and then we've got the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. We haven't put tickets on sale quite yet, but they will be on sale very soon. And we'll have food trucks at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. We've also got the home show happy hour, which takes place on Saturday from 5 to 8 with beer and wine. And we've got live entertainment with guitarist John Kousatis, who invites you up on stage and gives you percussion instruments, and you get to sing along and be part of the band. So it's a really fun evening. That's the home show happy hour on Saturday, April 25th from 5 to 8. Again, free admission, free parking, it's going to be a great show. Well, we hope you enjoy today's radio show and have a wonderful weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Tile Distributors, located at 4639 Rivers Avenue, right down the street from Ferguson Enterprises. And now we're talking with Jason Goldberg with Palmetto Tile Distributors. How you doing, Jason?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Jason, first of all, thank you for hosting today's radio show. And take a moment and tell everybody about Palmetto Tile Distributors.
Palmetto Tile, we are it's our family-owned business. My father started the business in Columbia about 25 years ago, a little more than that now. We've been on had a location out on Johns Island for about 20 years, and about 7 years ago, we opened our current showroom in North Charleston, sort of the major market of Charleston.
Gotcha. And you've got a beautiful showroom here. It's in a huge building. And you were showing me before we started our interview the big warehouse area that you have in the back. And when you're walking through the Palmetto Tile showroom, there's tile everywhere. There's tile installed on the floor and different tile displays on the walls and so forth. How often do you change out these tile displays?
The vignettes are changed quite often as materials are reintroduced or discontinued. Sizes are changing every day. Formats, the patterns, the colors that people are asking for, the looks. So it's ever evolving, ever changing for sure. We're always talking about taking something up and changing it out, whether or not we don't like it or it's discontinued, what have you. We just want to be at the forefront of what's good right now and timely.
Right. It's amazing how tile has changed from the little 4x4 white squares that you still see in some people's dated kitchens to the large format tiles that are popular now. How does Palmetto Tile keep up with all these changes in the tile industry?
We listen to our sales reps from the manufacturers. We listen to designers and homeowners. We try to stay up to date on the publications such as yours and other publications in the market as to what is current and what the trends are. Really, we think it's one of our stronger suits, truthfully, is our buying or procuring of materials that are current and at a good price.
Mm-hmm. What's hot these days? What are you finding homeowners and designers looking for when it comes to tile?
Yeah, glass is hot everywhere. Glass, the wood looking porcelain tiles are getting to be very popular. The widths are getting wider, the lengths are getting longer. Duplicate sizes to make it look really old with 3x36-inch planks and 48-inch planks and 9-inch wide by 48-inch planks that look like wood. And the technology to make them look like wood is so very real. Customers are really flocking to those products. Larger format rectangles. Everyone's really enjoying the rectangular shape. So larger format rectangles for shower walls are certainly popular.
Nice. Why would someone put in a wood looking tile rather than just having wood floors?
Wow, lots of reasons. Dishwasher overflows. Any type of water situation. Obviously, the tile is not going to have a problem dealing with that as compared to the wood. Animals, for sure. We have a lot of people coming. The dogs are scratching up the wood floors. That's a problem. Kids riding tricycles around on the wood floors. Lots of different options. Commercial applications. Restaurants want a wood floor look and can't have wood because it's just not – it can't handle the traffic. So there are a lot of different reasons, but it's really getting to be popular. It's neat to watch. Also on the walls, you know, not just on the floors, but on the walls, shower walls. Someone has people are doing rectangular showers that look like big boxes of timber. It's really neat.
That's interesting. What kinds of new products does Palmetto Tile have that you folks are promoting these days?
So we're promoting our wood looks as well as new larger panel, thinner porcelain panels. Mm-hmm. There are still porcelain tile, porcelain material. Which is very durable and needs no sealing, but now we can get large panels to do your countertops, that are roughly 3 feet by 9 foot panels for your countertop that look like white marble and Botticino and some other really nice products, but at a fraction of the cost. Really nice. The big panels are going to be popular.
Wow. You said they're about 3 foot by 9 foot, and can they be cut and fabricated?
Absolutely. Crossville is manufacturing them. Our manufacturer that we distribute for out of Tennessee, they shipped us the panels in 1 meter by 3 meter panels, which is roughly 3 feet by 9 feet, and they will cut them in thirds and ship them to us as well. Hmm. So 1 meter by 1 meter panels. A trained contractor can cut them with a simple glass scoring tool, mm-hmm. Something that cuts glass. The material is very thin but very hard. So somebody trained, yeah, can cut it, can fabricate it, can install it on a countertop or over existing material on a shower wall or on a bathroom floor or anywhere. The really neat thing about it being thin is you can install over existing tile without having to remove.
You don't have to tear up the old tile then to put this new tile down?
Exactly. Wow. A lot of money saved and labor saved and headache for the homeowner if it's a remodel and. Yeah, it's making life nice there.
Right, right. Yeah, I was kind of feeling sorry for you when you were talking about having to tear up a lot of your tile displays here, because it is quite a job to tear out old tile.
It's when it's bonded correctly, it's very tough. It's very tough. We have, the showroom floor is set on a membrane where we actually have the ability to remove it a little bit easier. But yeah, once it's down, it's down.
Right, for sure. Kind of a permanent installation as mm-hmm. far as what the homeowners think. Now, everybody knows tile is a must-have in the kitchen and the bathroom. It's growing in different rooms of the house too, but also outdoors. Talk about how tile is used outdoors.
Wow, outdoor kitchens are also popular in the Low Country. Everybody wants to bring the outdoors in, and when it's nice, bring the indoors out. So, the outdoor kitchens are popular. We're focusing on keeping products in stock that are frostproof, that can handle the freezing temperatures, as well as the major fluctuations from hot to cold. We're focusing on glass to be used, that's allowed to be used exterior, as well as porcelain for our pool customers, as well as people want to do outdoor kitchens, mm-hmm. Landscape architects, et cetera.
Yeah, and they don't want just a rustic look. They want a very finished look in their outdoor rooms.
Absolutely, absolutely. Why not have two kitchens? You know,
right? Yeah. What about like if you have a porch or a deck? Can you put down tile to be used as a floor, maybe in lieu of decking material?
Absolutely, absolutely. We need to make sure when we're tiling decks, as with anything, that the waterproofing is done correctly. We can assist in that, but you want to make sure if you're tiling, especially over occupied space, that you're really prepping that substrate correctly. But absolutely, tile is a great surface for outdoor decks, for raised decks. We even see it up in New England on roofs, roofing slate tiles and.
How does it hold up over time?
Holds up great. No, it's fabulous. Lifetimes of wear versus 10, 20 years. Really, a slate roof will last decades.
That's great. When a homeowner visits Palmetto Tile, there are so many different choices. It can be a little overwhelming. How do your designers here at Palmetto Tile help homeowners get a direction?
That's what we're here for. We pride ourselves on our personnel and all our associates here. We really want to help everyone select the right product, and that's what we're here to do. We will help you, guide you through this process, help you narrow down to a handful of products, into two or three, and we'll help you land on that product.
Mm-hmm. Is it important that they have a budget in mind for whatever room they're looking to do?
Absolutely. We truly appreciate the customer letting us know what their intentions are, what their goals are, and we can absolutely work within any budget. So we really need to we would like to know. It's much more helpful for the client and for us to be able to narrow that down and get that done right the first time and within budget.
And do the designers here at Palmetto Tile, you know, if somebody wanted subway tile for a room, but for some reason, you know, the budget didn't allow, as you're putting the whole thing together, seems like there's a lot of options. Or do the designers really try to find a solution, even if it's a lower cost solution?
Absolutely. We want to help. We want to make sure that everybody has what they need, because we do a lot of commercial work. We have a substantial product line that's priced aggressively. So, yeah, we have a lot of options from entry level all the way up. So, for sure, just let us know what your goals are. It's no problem.
Well, tell everyone how they can get in touch with Palmetto Tile.
Come by. Give us a call. 4639 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston, next to Ferguson on Rivers, right where it crosses Montague, and 526 is quite close at Rivers, only a mile or two from 526 overpass at Rivers. Phone number, 843-266-8700. It's 266-8700 in North Charleston, or at Johns Island, 768-3111. That showroom is out at the corner of Bohicket Road, where it turns into Betsy Carrison at River Road, in the shopping center with the Ace Hardware. The showroom at Johns Island is 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. In North Charleston, come see us 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and on Wednesdays until 7 p.m. So if you and your spouse both work, Wednesday nights is a great time to get it done. Feel free to come multiple Wednesday nights in a row. It's what some do, and bang it out that way. It's no problem.
All right. And on the web?
On the web, for sure, palmettotile.com. You'll see video, links to our manufacturers, photographs from here in the Lowcountry on the website. And feel free to contact us there, info@palmettotile.com. Send questions day or night. No problem. Love to help you.
All right. Terrific. Well, we have been talking with Jason Goldberg with Palmetto Tile Distributors. And thanks so much, Jason, for hosting today's radio show.
Thanks so much for coming by. We appreciate having you. Really do appreciate you coming by. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Tile Distributors, located at 4639 Rivers Avenue, right down the street from Ferguson Enterprises. And now we're talking with George Brown with Applied Sciences. How you doing, George?
I'm doing fine today, thanks.
Good. George, take a moment and tell everybody about Applied Sciences.
Applied Sciences is a power quality company, which we are power partners with Eaton and several other manufacturers of UPSs, generators, power conditioning equipment, surge protection equipment, and we want to get these into the home for clean power. Because the environment which we're in, the power grid is strong but yet weak, cannot support the entire community, and the power needs to be cleaned up.
Gotcha.
So that's what we fall in.
Okay. Talk specifically about what about how Applied Sciences can help homeowners in the home.
Well, we start with the power generation coming into the home. Surges happen in two ways, power surges. That is on the outside and the inside. The outside, we have things like lightning strikes, we have animals, you know, accidents that causes power transformers to go off, lose power, cause surges. On the inside of the house, we have things like washing machine, dryers, and pumps that cause surges. These things can damage the electronics in the home. Sensitive electronics get damaged easily by surges. So we have ways to mitigate that on the inside and the outside. On the outside, we use a surge suppressor at the box, at the meter on the outside. On the inside, we have apparatuses we put in the box, power distribution boxes, to mitigate surges. That is, it takes the excess energy that's coming into the house to cause a surge to go to ground and capture it and trap it while your appliances, electronics, are relatively safe by these apparatus that we use.
Gotcha. So in years past, I can recall you know, going to Walmart and seeing a like a power strip that they may have called themselves a surge protector. Mm-hmm. And so you know, I'm sure I've bought one of these power strips in the past, but those, some people may be using those in their house, but they're really not protecting their home electronics and with something like that, are they?
Right, that's right. The what you get there is a warm, fuzzy feeling, and you get multiple outlets on a strip. Before the strip dies, the surge has gone through and damaged your equipment. You really need to have equipment set aside just for especially for surge protection. And these items that we do have takes care of all that.
Mm-hmm.
We have power conditioners that condition the power, clean up the surges, you can still get clean power. We also have UPSs that provides clean power, surge protection, and power backup.
Mm-hmm.
So you have two in the UPS. You have both features, backup and surge protection.
What does UPS stand for besides United Parcel Service?
That's right. Uninterruptible Power Source or System.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very strong item that in industry it's common to have them. In office buildings, protecting security systems, computer systems, emergency lighting, the whole works.
Mm-hmm.
You also have power conditioners. Power conditioner clean the power up. Send the clean power to the apparatuses.
When you say clean up the power, what does that mean? Because most people just think they have power coming to their house and they I don't think they even know the difference between clean power and unclean power.
Right. Clean power is you have a perfect sinusoidal wave that you don't have any clips, no peaks, no sags, none of that. No blackouts, brownouts. Coming through to your equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that damage your equipment. Surges, peak, sags, dips, and then sure, blackouts. And so clean power is thing that comes straight through without any interruption at all in your service.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of very strong storms here in the Charleston area, especially in the summertime. Are you mostly talking with homeowners after they've had a problem, or are homeowners being proactive and buying a system from Applied Sciences in advance of a problem?
Yes, many are proactive because many of the homeowners are also people in technology. They have it at the office, and they give a little thought to what they need at home. Need the same protection at home as you do in the office, especially if you are a person working at home in a home office and don't ever go to your office at, you know, somewhere else. But yes, we do. We are proactive. And our best time is from the 1st of June to December to November 30th. That's the high peak for aberrations of power. During seasonal changes, another very good period.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have people always inquiring. We want to get into the home construction so that the new homes going up today are being wired for power quality, power protection.
Mm-hmm.
And the best time to get it is when you are renovating a home or when you're building a new home.
Mm. Gotcha. It seems like, and confirm this if this is correct, as far as power usage, everything seems to have changed in the last 20 years or so with the advent of personal computers, smartphones and tablets nice flat screen TVs at home. It seems like homeowners have a lot more potential to lose at home than they used to years ago.
Yes, the average homeowner investment for electronics today is probably about $15,000. And most go unprotected. People are relying on insurance policies to cover. Well, some do and some don't. Thing there is that the inconvenience that you have during the loss of the use of that home entertainment system, mm-hmm. your cell phones, medical equipment. That's where the problem lies. To mitigate those problems is why we want to get into the home to identify for people what they really need to protect their situation, their condition.
Mm-hmm. How does the process typically happen? A homeowner would give you a call, and then are you doing some sort of an audit of what is happening electronically at home?
No, we get inquiries through our marketing efforts. Mm-hmm. People read about us in newspaper, in magazines, and then they inquire. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's after the fact for us. I see we often have blackouts in the area, and we respond to those. We send cards out to remind people of the blackout, the situation, how long it lasts, and what they could have lost mm-hmm. if they didn't have, protection.
Hmm. Do you keep in touch with your customers who have installed these systems from Applied Sciences, and what do they tell you as far as the peace of mind that they have?
Well, they have peace of mind because once they buy a product from us, it belongs to us to look out for them. Mm-hmm. So most of our clients, they forget that they had a problem because we look after them. Hmm. There's an annual PM, especially on UPSs for batteries, and we take care of them that way.
Very good. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about the products that Applied Sciences sell.
You can go to our website, Applied Sciences, Inc. at US. Then our phone number is area 843-853-3488.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with George Brown with Applied Sciences. Thanks so much, George.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Tile Distributors, located at 4639 Rivers Avenue in North Charleston, right down the street from Ferguson Appliances. And now we're talking with Scott Kafka with Mosquito Nicks. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you?
Good. Scott, take a moment and tell everybody about Mosquito Nicks.
Mosquito Nicks is a full-service outdoor insect control company that specializes in outdoor misting systems and personal mosquito control for your yard.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, probably the question that that most people have right off the top is do mosquito control systems really work?
Absolutely, they do. The first thing I'll touch on is that we've been doing this since 2002, 2003. Mm-hmm. We have hundreds and hundreds of systems all across the nation. I mean, probably up in the thousands mm-hmm. now. And we, as a company, give a 30-day money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied, if we don't change your life in any way whatsoever, and we can't fix the problem, whatever, you get your money back within 30 days, a 30-day trial period. Have there been a few we had to give back? Sure. Not many, but a couple. But they are very, very effective. They're our best tool in fighting the mosquito problem here in the Lowcountry.
How do the Mosquito Nicks mosquito control systems work?
They are installed throughout your yard, similar to an irrigation system. However, we don't have to put everything in the ground. We can use fence lines or deck rails or, it can be installed, or eaves of your house. They mm-hmm. can be installed very inconspicuously, but professionally. They are they run generally three times a day for 30 seconds each time, at generally times when you're not going to be outside or your pets, but the mosquitoes are. Mm-hmm. And what it sprays is a solution known as pyrethrum. And it actually attacks the mosquito's nervous system mm-hmm. and actually kills them. And since it's a neurotoxin to them, it repels them as well. So anything in your yard will be basically taken care of, and anything from your neighbor's yard will basically be repelled.
Mm. Gotcha. I was going to ask that, if does your neighbor get a free ride when you have a mosquito control system from Mosquito Nicks?
They definitely get benefits from it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. They should help pay for your neighbor system.
Yeah, that'd then, be huh? nice.
Well, what are the general, when are mosquitoes most active?
They are most active at dawn and at dusk. Now, there are different species out there that we're seeing a lot of now called the Asian tiger, mm-hmm. and they are active all day long. Mm-hmm. So it depends on what species we're dealing with, and also marsh mosquitoes as well are active all day long as well. But for your average yard, we're dealing with, you know, the mosquitoes that are just dawn and dusk. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, we're here. We take care of you on a full service basis. We'll adjust for whatever your needs are.
Are the you mentioned that the mosquito NICS mosquito control system is sort of like an irrigation system? Are there like a series of nozzles or spray nozzles, or how does that work?
Yes, there's a series of nozzles that we install throughout the yard, typically where you have foliage, where the mosquitoes like to live and breed. But we like to set a perimeter around of nozzles around the area you're going to spend your time in. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, if you have a backyard with a pool or a nice outdoor kitchen, we will encapsulate your backyard with a perimeter of nozzles, typically around every 10 to 12 feet apart, and it will go off, you know, three times a day, as we spoke of before. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get any questions from parents about, you know, do they have anything to worry about with regards to their pets or kids or anything like that?
Yeah, and it's a legitimate concern, because what we use is a pesticide, but it's highly, highly diluted in water. It's, you know, basically 54 gallons of water, 54 and a half gallons of water to a half gallon of a pesticide. And then the pesticide that we use is known as nature's insecticide. It's derived from chrysanthemum flowers, but it is not all natural. I need to touch on that. But when it is sprayed, it has a toxicity for about, you know, maybe 5 to 14 minutes, depending on the sunlight. And then it biodegrades back into water. Mm-hmm. So it is a very low-risk insecticide. Mm-hmm.
And it's happening. The mosquito NICS system is spraying at times when people are not normally
correct.
Out in your yard.
Correct. It's going to spray early in the morning, and later in the evening, and then early morning. Generally, 2 a.m, 5 a.m, 11 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And the mosquito control systems come with a remote control. You can spray it when you want to. You can turn the system off if you want to, mm-hmm. or you can actually skip a cycle. So if you want to, you're out late at night having that glass of wine after dessert and dinner at 11 o'clock, you can press the button to skip that cycle, and it'll just catch back up where it's supposed to for the next day.
What happens when the weather turns cold?
We winterize the systems. So the systems are only active for 9 months out of the year. Mm-hmm. We usually start them up in March and start shutting them down in November.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What do the mosquito NICS customers typically tell you about how the systems operate?
They love them. I mean, it's something. There's generally a couple reasons why people buy them and why they enjoy them. One, the first thing is it protects their family and their kids. That's a big one. And it's out of sight, out of mind, and it's automatic. You don't have to worry about, you know, going outside and putting, you know, the sprays and when DEET and things like that all over the kids. Number two, for comfort. You know, your people are spending time in their backyards. They've got the pools and the outdoor kitchens. And, you know, a lot of people have pumped some money into their backyards, and they want to spend time out there. And it allows you to do that without having to worry about it. And number three, people like to show it off. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great gadget, you know, guys love gadgets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have customers who just literally will, you know, say, hey, watch this, and, you know, press the button and, you know, to show everybody their mosquito system. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, and everybody, and men especially, love solutions. And so to be able to show off, hey, I've solved the problem here.
Right.
People who don't have a mosquito NICS, mosquito control system at home, in the summertime, it's almost like you're a captive in your own home. Mm-hmm. I've experienced this myself when I, you go outside and, you know, and of course you gravitate toward the shade when it's in the summertime. And that's where the mosquitoes like, like the sunshine.
That's right.
If you have, young children, sometimes they're just getting bit like crazy it breaks your heart. And I can recall many a summer just feeling like I couldn't go out in my backyard.
Yep. Yeah. Our slogan is we protect outdoor lifestyles. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what we do. So,
if people are, if they live on the marsh, everybody loves to have a water view or water around them. And are there any cases where it's just the mosquitoes are just they're too abundant for the mosquito NICS system?
That does happen at times, but generally what you do is call us and we will remedy the problem. We can mm-hmm. go out and perform what's called a quick NICS, and that's where we come out with the spray backpacks and spray the area down, with a little heavier product that we can get, with more precision. Mm-hmm. And it really, I guess you'd call it, knocks them down and mm-hmm. knocks the population back, so the mosquito system can catch back up to its normal, protection.
Everybody's got a different size backyard, but can you give our listeners an idea of the costs?
Sure. It starts in the mid 2000s for our base system. So around $2,200 to $2,500 is the starting point. And you can look at it on a monthly cost to keep it going around $80 to $85 per month. And
yeah, it's hard to put an exact price tag on being able to enjoy your backyard in the spring, in the summertime, and in the fall when the weather's nice. How about no-see-ums?
It is not designed for no-see-ums. It's called a mosquito control system for a reason, but you will have less gnats. Mm-hmm. And over time, as the system's been installed over years, you'll have less and less gnats. Mm-hmm. We also, those quick NICS treatments that I mentioned, they also help with gnats to a degree. Now I can't sit here and say it's going to get rid of them like it does the mosquito. It's just, they're just different. Gnats, or stay buried underneath the ground under organic decaying material. Mm. That's where they like to be. And when that temperature's right and the sun's just right, that's when they come out.
Right. Well, so, tell everyone how they can get more information about Mosquito NICS.
You can go to mosquitonicks.com, or you can just give us a call. It's 843-619-3033.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Scott Kafka with Mosquito NICS. Thanks so much, Scott. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Tile, located at 4639 Rivers Avenue, right up the street from Ferguson Enterprises. And now we're talking with Eddie Plowden with Berkeley Electric Cooperative. How you doing, Eddie?
Hello, Tim. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Eddie, take a moment and tell everybody about Berkeley Electric Cooperative.
Well, Berkeley Electric Cooperative was founded in 1940. Take yourselves back, went through a year ago, we had power outages and had no power in a lot of our members' homes.
The ice storm,
absolutely. But, 1940 in the rural areas, you're talking about Goose Creek, Seabrook, Kiowa, Johns Island, all the areas in Allendale, no power was out there at that time. And so the co-ops got together and got 600 folks together, paid $5 to be a member of the co-op, and they founded the co-op in 1940. On the premise of taking care of all the members for power, to have affordable power, and to educate them about the wise use of energy, and helping them really with getting appliances in their house.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, congratulations to Berkeley Electric Cooperative for celebrating your 75th anniversary. That's fantastic. I'm sure a lot has changed in those 75 years. You've grown from 60 customers to about how many customers now for Berkeley Electric?
Yeah, we've grown from being very small back in 1940 with just a few members to now over 75,000 members, about 86,000 member accounts, and we're the largest cooperative in South Carolina.
That's great. That's
growing
great.
With the area.
That's great. Well, as part of the 75th anniversary of Berkeley Electric Cooperative, you folks are doing the 75 Acts of Education?
Founded and trying to work very closely with school children and the emergency responders. We put together 75 Acts of Education, and it gets into educating community groups about wise use of energy. We're doing safety presentations on down power lines and what you're doing in case of emergencies for first responders, for school children, those type things. So it's an act of trying to get out and educate people about safety and wise use of energy.
Gotcha. And when it comes to helping homeowners save money on their energy costs, what does Berkeley Electric Cooperative suggest as far as warm weather ways to save energy with warm weather coming?
Yeah, we've been getting into the season where we need to prepare for summertime. And what do we do before we get into that summertime? We're really challenging your cooling system to keep your home comfortable, get the humidity out of your home. The first things you want to look at is, getting that unit serviced. You know, is it clean? Is it properly charged? Are the duct system, before you ever change out a system, you want to make sure that your duct system is actually tight. Is the air leaking out of your duct system? Is it being delivered from the return all the way through the system and back into your home? That's something to ask your contractor to make sure it's tested and also doing a proper job. You know, thermostat settings. If you're setting it at 78 degrees in the summertime, for every degree you set it colder, you're adding 3 to 5% to that bill. So it makes a big difference into the house.
So that 72 degree figure that people have in their minds, that's really a bit lower than they need to.
Yeah, I mean that's about a 30% increase in your power bill if you're setting at 72 compared to 78, plus or minus depending on your home. Typically if your unit is working properly, taking the humidity out of the house, sized correctly by your contractor, then you're gonna feel comfortable in the upper 70s.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the nature of how a home is sealed properly. The duct systems and all working together as a team to make you feel comfortable.
Yeah, and it's kind of the humidity is the big thing. If you get rid of the humidity, turn on a ceiling fan or something like that, and you're gonna be ceiling fans shouldn't leave a ceiling fan on when you're not in a room, right?
Right, it's like a 40 or 50 watt light bulb. You know, if you're at work, do you have like 4 or 5 light bulbs in the house just running because you're not there? It's the same thing with a fan. The fan's going to help you when you're in the room. You know, it's moving the air around. Of course, if you're in the house, it's going to, balance the air temperature around in the rooms. But if you're not there, it's not doing you any good.
Because the fan's cooling your skin.
Yeah, in the summertime, you want the fans to be blowing down towards you so you can feel the air going across your body. It makes you feel cool.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's how I always forget that. So summertime, you want the fans, the direction to be blowing down. Mm-hmm. And then in the wintertime, they should be blowing upwards.
That's correct. In winter, you want it to blow up. It'll actually hit the ceiling, go down off the walls, and mix the air in the room nice, but you don't feel that cold breeze.
Gotcha. What other steps should a homeowner take to save energy costs at home with warm weather?
Well, looking at lighting in your house. Do you have oil incandescent bulbs you're running a lot, or even halogen floodlights? We recommend changing over to LED lights. and also CFLs where appropriate. They do drop the heat. You know, lower wattages actually lower heat inside your house. You know, also, are you turning off your TVs and are you leaving all that stuff on all the time? That's increasing heat and also energy usage, you know, for your house. Your air conditioning filter, are you keeping that changed properly every month? Even your thermostat, with the changes in thermostats now, you can actually get one that is Wi-Fi enabled that can communicate with your cell phone if you have a smartphone. And you can actually cut your temperature up and down while you're at work, away from the house. The big thing is cutting it back some when you're not in the house, and then back up, you know, warm and comfortable when you arrive.
Mm-hmm. Should you raise it above the 78 degree mark when no one is home?
Yeah, if you can go 5 degrees warmer while you're not there, that's mm-hmm. going to give you energy savings. We don't recommend cutting it off because of humidity in our area. You have humidity coming into the home. It's going to take a long time to get it comfortable again, so we don't recommend cutting it off.
Mm-hmm. And if you've got one of those thermostats that are that you were saying can link up with your smartphone on your way home, you could adjust mm-hmm. the temperature and have it nice and comfortable when by the time you arrive.
Yeah, some of the cell phone enabled thermostats actually know you, and when you get in close to home, it'll actually go back to a normal setting when you get within a certain range. So the technology on these have really changed dramatically.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Any other tips you could share with our listeners?
You know, just basically, like with Berkeley members, of course, we have you know, multiple programs, the Home Advantage Loan Program, where you can make a whole house more energy efficient, the shell, the ducts, and the heating and air, getting in touch with us and applying for that loan. We can do an audit on the house and actually test the house to try and define the problems. We give an outline or script for the members to make their home more efficient, finance it, and do file inspections. So that's a great program for our members.
Hmm. Yeah, because it can be pricey, and if you don't have that money to spend out of pocket to make some of these improvements in your home that will save energy costs, it's hard to make those decisions. So Berkeley Electric Cooperative, you folks have got a loan program for people?
Yes, we do 5% interest loans on that, right on on-bill financing. So it's a great program, you know, focused on caulking and sealing. You know, actually we identify problems with the house. Maybe a room over the garage where that upstairs door in that room of the garage is not properly sealed or insulated or not caulked or weather stripped.
Mm-hmm.
Just around the house, we'll find problems with duct system with our testing equipment, and can recommend that to the member to have it done.
Hmm.
You know, before you ever look even to go to, you know, people are pushing with solar, you know, being installed in houses now. Before you go to any type of steps, going that measure, investing in your home, you need to look at making your house more efficient first mm-hmm. before you do any kind of steps towards that direction.
Gotcha. Good deal. Well, as far is this kind of a do-it-yourself program, or are there certain contractors that you have to use if you're going to take advantage of this Berkeley Electric Cooperative Loan Program?
It's mainly approved contractors that can use a blower door and actually test a house and make sure it gets efficient. Mm-hmm. You know, by our script, but also we have seen some homeowners when we identify the problems. And educated them to what, you know, the problems are. They've gone and fixed it themselves and done a very good job. So if you're handy out there and we do the audit and show you these items, a lot of folks can fix them on their own.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Berkeley Electric Cooperative?
You know, getting in touch with Berkeley, of course, calling our phone number, 572-5454, or our website has a lot of information at bec.coop.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Eddie Plowden with Berkeley Electric Cooperative. Thanks so much, Eddie. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Paul Abrams with SmartVent. How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thanks for having us back.
Sure, yeah. Paul, take a moment and tell everybody about SmartVent.
Well, SmartVent is a flood ventilation system that you put into the house to reduce the flood insurance or the hydrostatic pressure that builds up around the house. Been around in the area for more than 15 years. Made in Anderson, South Carolina. So we're right here in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And We've been helping people coast to coast reduce their flood insurance.
What is a flood vent?
A flood vent is it's a vent just like a foundation vent or air vent that goes underneath your house, but you would use it in flood areas, flood-prone areas. The vent is activated by the rise of the water, not the push of the water, because not all water has pressure. Mm-hmm. But as the water rises, it opens the vents to allow that debris and water to pass through the property's foundation, and they work in two directions. So it allows the water to escape the foundation, reducing the hydrostatic pressure that builds up on the foundation walls, keeping your house from collapsing during a flood.
And most people, if they live in a house that has a crawl space, they have some sort of a vent underneath, attached to their foundation, right?
Sure.
But how would they know if it's an actual flood vent or not?
Well, flood vents are in the open position 24/7, 7 days a week. If it can be closed, it is not a flood vent. It's an air vent.
Okay.
FEMA says that the air vent has to be open to allow the water to pass through. And, of course, there's several different methods. But, you know, the ICC, which is the International Code Council, they have a guideline. And one of the guidelines is for an engineered opening to actually open so the debris and water can pass through so it doesn't clog up around the screen and basically build up pressure and blow that wall out. Mm.
Gotcha. And so, smart vents, those are closed when there's not a flood.
Sure. And that's why I say the vents, the louvers are closed, or we have one for a conditioned crawl space or a garage mm-hmm. area where there's no air. Our vents, the vented ones, are allowed dual function, as we call it, allows it to let air in, and when the water comes, it actually opens the whole vent up so those louvers don't bother or don't impede the flow of the water.
I gotcha. And so kind of put us in the moment. You're living in Charleston. You have a house that is in a flood zone, and we experience a flood. It's
sure.
Maybe it's a storm surge from a hurricane or tropical storm or something like that. The water starts to rise. It's coming up to the foundation of your house. What happens when your house has smart vent flood flood vents, and what happens if your house does not have smart vent
flood? Right. Okay. And one thing to clarify, we can have floods just with the amount of rain that we've had here mm-hmm. lately. It doesn't have to be a hurricane or that type thing. We have houses, I just came from Raleigh, and there's actually houses and cars underwater right now just because of the amount of rain.
Right.
The hydrostatic pressure, the water rises and pushes against those houses, the foundations. Mm-hmm. If the water can't go around it, can't go over it, it literally goes through it.
Okay.
And so it pushes those foundations out from underneath there. If they have smart vent, which is an engineered opening, one of the three options that FEMA says you can use, it actually opens to allow that water pressure to be relieved. Once it goes into the foundation, those vents work in two directions, so you're relieving that pressure that builds up. If you don't have that, just a plain old air vent with a screen on it, debris, once that water starts sucking into that foundation, all that debris is going to clog or gather up around that screen and dam it, and then cause that pressure to build up around that screen wall or that foundation and actually blow it out from underneath it.
Mm.
So, you kind of want to take that pressure off of there. It'd be nice if we could all put 8x16 holes in the foundation with nothing in it, but our building inspectors make us put screens on there to keep the varmints out.
Right.
Smart vent actually has the vent where the screen and the louvers pivot to open to allow that stuff to pass through there.
Yeah, and some of my neighbors have what appear to be like homemade flood vents or ventilation vents, and they've got I think they have a screen, but what I've learned is that it only takes a hole the size of your thumb for a rat to be able to squeeze in there. So I would guess that a lot of people who don't have smart vents are susceptible to rodents and things like that.
Oh, sure, absolutely. And we've seen some makeshift vents like, you know, little doggy doors and, you know, things that critters can walk right on through there. I mean, mm-hmm. smart vent actually locks in place. The rise of the water activates the doors, or, like we say, the Geico pig or a squirrel with two business cards could actually go and open that. But fortunately, our squirrels don't carry business cards. So,
right.
You know, the water has to activate those doors to open those mm-hmm. things. So mm-hmm. unlike some of these other makeshift vents out there.
What do smart vents cost?
They range. I mean, we're a manufacturer, so we deal with our local merchants, and a lot of them, we've got three or four here in Charleston. You can go to our website and actually put in the zip code and find installers and dealers in this marketplace. The amount of money that you pay for the vent, you can actually see a return on investment pretty quickly because of the lowering of the flood insurance.
Are they thousands of dollars
each? No, a couple hundred dollars a piece.
But
we're also seeing a 83% reduction in flood insurance by using the proper ventilation.
Can smart vents be retrofitted to an existing home?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's kind of where we were designed. I mean, we were developed for a retrofit situation to take homes to lower their flood insurance. In new construction, they're used automatically because of the compliancy.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the 83% reduction in flood insurance. Talk about that.
Sure.
So because there's, if you have these smart vent flood vents installed in your house, you can contact your insurance company and get a discount, right?
That's correct. And we've got a new service. It's called FRE, and we don't use the word free. We use complimentary. We have a complimentary service that's set up for the property owner, for the municipalities. Your building officials can use this, your architects, your builders, and, of course, you yourself can send in the elevation certificate for that property, which is the document that your surveyor provides. If you finance a home, your mortgage company's going to have one. Your insurance company's going to have it. Get a copy of that. Send it to us at yourfloodrisk.com. We'll actually mitigate that certificate for you. We have an in-house insurance agency as well. Mm-hmm. So the advantage there is we can take that elevation certificate, tell you exactly what your rate is today, tell you what you need to do to mitigate your house and what the rate will be after you mitigate that property. And we're seeing an average of 83% in reduction. So homeowners that are paying high, especially like in Sullivan Island, Daniel Island, all these high flood rates, people think that's the norm. Mm-hmm. But we've seen people from $10,000 down to less than $500 in a premium per year. So, you know, if I came to you and told you I could cut your insurance that much, wouldn't you be my friend for life?
Yeah, for sure.
Smart Vent can help you.
And we, Charleston Home and Design Magazine, has a really good reputation and relationship with local architects. And Smart Vent works with local architects as well, right?
We do. We have accredited courses, AIA courses for your architects. But we've got a neat complimentary service for them, too. You can actually send your plans in to us. And we have CAD drawings, we have engineers up top, and we also have a 3D printer now. But we can actually mitigate your plans, show you exactly what you need to do to make that house compliant with the FEMA regulations, send it back to you, so then when you go to build that property, it's compliant with the FEMA regulations and you're guaranteed the lowest flood rates possible.
That's great. Yep. Well, tell everyone how they can get in touch with, get more information about Smart Vent.
Of course, you can go to smartvent.com. We've got tabs for just about every walk of life out there, from the property owners to the architects to engineers, flood insurance agents. It's easy to navigate through there. We have a little speak to a live CFM, which is a certified floodplain manager, tab at the bottom, so you can actually ask your flood questions live online. But smartvent.com is a great way to start.
Okay, great. Well, and also, Paul, as a side note, manufacture a line of barbecue sauce?
I do. Thank you, Tim. Nephew's Barbecue Sauce.
Nephew's Barbecue.
Yeah, and you can find it here in the Charleston area, and of course we're on the website. But Nephew's, we're kind of becoming famous.
And I made some ribs this past fall, one Saturday, and used your sauce, and it was delicious.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate the plug.
You bet. Well, we've been talking with Paul Abrams with Smart Vent. Thanks so much, Paul.
You're welcome. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man. I said a home. You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show.
To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.